Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the fastest growing occupations in the country is home health care. An investigative report by the Boston Globe has found how the lack of regulation of home health care aides in some states can lead to larceny, abuse, and even death. If you need to hire an attendant or an aide and you find one who's qualified and compassionate, it can be a blessing. But in states like Massachusetts, home care workers are unlicensed, and that makes people at their most fragile extraordinarily vulnerable. Correspondent Linda Matchin found this out firsthand. 8 years ago, her husband developed ALS. She recalls the time she interviewed someone to be a health care aide. She told him that her husband had trouble swallowing and drooled on his clothing. The aide suggested a remedy: put duct tape over his mouth. Another story, this one concerned a personal care attendant named Sarah Estrella. She was hired to help out a woman in New Bedford, Massachusetts. The woman is Deborah Lesko. We asked Matchin to tell us about the home health care aide.
Sarah Estrella answered an ad on a website that hosted a directory of home care workers. The website was underwritten by the state. And she had a resume as good as you can imagine. What she didn't mention was that she had a very, very long criminal record of 15 criminal charges. Amazingly, only one of which had ended up in a conviction.
Conviction for what?
This one was just shoplifting.
So this woman who was in need of a home health care aide, 68-year-old Deborah Lesko from New Bedford, found Sarah Estrella online, as you say, on this state-sponsored website. What happened?
At first, they got along really, really well. What happened was things started to go a little bit awry. She said that sometimes she felt that she was more the caretaker of Sarah than the other way around, and she found herself giving all sorts of advice to Estrella, who was having trouble managing her life, which is why the caregiver ended up giving Deborah a Mother's Day card thanking her for all the help she'd been to her.
Let's listen. You have tape of Deborah Lesko, who's wheelchair-bound, talking about this, what she said she thought had been a really lovely Mother's Day card.
Well, see, it says, with love to someone who's been like mom. Having your friendship and love has meant the world to me, and I can't thank you enough. Happy. When she gave me that lovely Mother's Day card, she was stealing me blind on my Discover card.
All told, she lost about $25,000. The bank refunded some of it, but she feels she's still out roughly about $10,000.
So what kind of legal recourse is there then? Sarah Estrella was charged but not convicted?
This is a really sad case. Sarah was charged and it was investigated. But like a lot of these cases, it took well over a year to come to fruition, during which time Deborah was becoming more and more nervous about the prospect of what might happen if she ever encountered Estrella in a courtroom. And in the end, when it came down to the 11th hour, she just didn't know how she could handle getting to a courtroom.
So these people are perhaps at their most fragile. And we've got to say again that not everybody is being preyed on. And many of the home health aides are deserving of, you know, pretty much worship for what they do.
Some of them are just, they deserve medals for what they do. But there's something really wrong with the legal system that drags cases out for so long that it could take 4 years to come to trial.
What are the states where it works best? What are the states where it doesn't?
California has a Home Care Services Consumer Protection Act, which means that agencies have to be licensed. They also have a designated Home Care Services Bureau, which licenses home care agencies and makes unannounced visits to their offices. There's something like 17 states that have started requiring FBI background checks for home care agency workers. 12 states require agencies to conduct periodic background checks on their employees. New Jersey tracks abuse and other patient-related crimes by home care workers, and they make them publicly available.
And they give webcams to people.
And they loan surveillance cameras to private citizens so they can keep tabs on their aides.
There's another problem here, and that is that, as you say, in Massachusetts, the workers who deliver this kind of care, almost 50% are foreign-born. That's not a problem on the face of it because many of them are trained and most of them are extremely good. But the issue comes from the fact that they themselves are taken advantage of very much by the agencies and by the system that sets this up. How so?
They're exploited, not just the immigrant workers, but people take these jobs because they can't find anything else, which right away establishes them at the lower tier of the economic ladder. They often can't find other work. Sometimes they're here illegally. And so they're beholden to this agency or to a series of agencies to get employment. And the agencies know that. And so they pay them at very, very low rates.
So without hard data, Linda, how do we know how vast the problem is?
We can't put numbers on it. What I can say is that there is abundant circumstantial evidence. So there's lots and lots of smoke, and beneath the smoke, there's fire.
Linda Matchin, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for your interest in this.
Linda Matchin's Boston Globe story is called Stranger in the House. It includes tips for hiring home health care aides. Find a link at hereandnow.org.